Hi folks, Bob Main here with another episode of today's Survival Show, helping you harness the power of choice to live life the way you want to live it on your own terms and to strengthen your resolve. Our goal is to make survival simple, not extreme. And Teddy Roosevelt once said, do what you can with what you have, wherever you are. Thank you for tuning in to episode number 51 of today's Survival Show. We're going to do a little bit of a Christmas special here. And if you are a first-time listener to this show, if this is the first time you're tuning in and you're catching us just before Christmas, I am honored. Thank you for listening. Let me invite you to listen to all 50 episodes previous to this. We talk about some good practical stuff. Today's going to be Christmas oriented, obviously, since it's the 22nd of December, and I'm not real sure when you're going to get a chance to listen to this. I may not get it posted till tomorrow, the 23rd. But folks, this is a practical show. You're not going to find a lot of conspiracy theories here, just good practical common sense. Trying to keep this down to about a half an hour usually, and I'm real respectful of your time, but thank you very much if you are tuning in for the first time. And before I get started with today's show, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. I hope that you have a fantastic Christmas season. No, I'm not politically correct. I like to say Merry Christmas. And whatever the holiday season means to you, I hope it's a joyous one, and I hope it's something, a season that you remember for a long time. So today, I'm going to talk about a few Christmas survival tips. Kind of have a mixed bag today. Mixed bag of different survival tips that I want to give you, and we're also going to throw a little bit of Christmas humor in here today as well. I've got another audio clip for you that I think you're going to like that should finish this song on a, or finish this whole show with a humorous song. So that's the lineup. Before we get into that, just a couple of announcements. Congratulations to Tough Times on the Forum, the winner of the Survival Activist Contest, the SAC Club. Her iPod just went out into UPS yesterday, and hopefully she will have it for Christmas. Take a look at the blog next week. I'm probably going to go ahead and post the second segment of the Survival Activist Club. And by the way, if you have not become a member of our forum, please consider joining our forum. About 360 members that want to share with you ideas on how to live a more secure life. I think you'll find that very helpful. Todayssurvival.com is the main website, and there is a forum button on the front page that you can click. And also, thank you very much to our sponsor, Knives and Gear, for sending out that Zilla tool. So check out his website as well, www.knivesandgear.com. That's it for the announcements. I like to keep that pretty short. So the first tip I want to give you, let's dive right into the main topic here, is about food. We are going to be eating a lot of good food, probably like we did around Thanksgiving. Now, Christmas, here we go again. We're going to be eating tons of really, really good food. And I want to give you some ideas that I've thought about to help maybe lessen the impact on the food as far as your weight and things like that. And a good survivalist also stays in really good shape and good conditioning. Sometimes we can blow it, and I tend to do that. And I want to share with you some ideas. You know, the holidays and the Christmas time revolves around food and family quite a bit. And there's a lot of gatherings, and people, you know, seem to bring out their best cooking. And it actually has, Christmas actually has its roots in a feast. Here's what I mean. December 25th officially became the day for Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus, and it became an official celebration holiday right around the 5th century. The Romans declared it a holiday, and during that time, they also held a lot of winter festivities and feasts. One of the things that the Romans did is they also had what was called a Yule holiday, Y-U-L-E, and that involved setting large fires. And that tradition kind of merged along with celebrating the birth of Christ, and as time passed, they kind of merged the Yule holiday and feasts, and they put it together on Christmas time, and that's kind of what has placed a special importance on food and the consumption of food, and it's kind of been that way ever since about the 5th century. We always know Christmas as a time of joy and family celebration, and we get together as families and we do things and we share good memories. And I know some of my favorite memories as a kid came from time that I spent with Mom baking Christmas cookies or gingerbread houses and things like that. And she always had her famous little chocolate candies that she made, and she made these little chocolate cookies with Hershey's Kisses in it that I've never been able to duplicate, and rarely have I ever seen anybody else be able to duplicate it also. And although Christmas represents for a lot of us a real temptation to eat, let me share with you, if you are a dieter and you want to enjoy the Christmas food but don't want to put on 6 or 7 pounds or more while you're eating this Christmas, let me give you some tips that you can follow that'll help you succeed instead of having to start over after the new year. Hopefully you won't even have to be in that position. First of all, let's talk about the parties and everything during Christmas. If you don't eat Aunt Ethel's cookies, you might feel like you're doing something rude. You know, when Aunt Ethel brings those cookies, you feel, well, hey, I've got to chow those down because she's going to be offended if I don't. Okay, but you know, just even looking at those cookies is going to put a pound of weight on you, right? Just looking at them. So here's a tip I want to share with you. Make sure that you eat a quick snack before the Christmas party and all the food and festivities start. By eating that snack, you're not going to feel famished. You're not going to feel incredibly hungry. And it reduces the temptation to gorge. Also, decide ahead of time how many cookies you're going to have. If you don't want to offend Aunt Ethel, just set yourself a limit. How many cookies? Are you going to have 2 or 3 or whatever? And make up for the extra calories throughout the rest of the day. For example, if you're going to snack on a sandwich, eat an open-faced sandwich with only one piece of bread. Or, as we like to do in the South, have some salsa on your baked potato instead of sour cream and butter. Another tip, make your own healthy foods to bring to the party. Make them ahead of time. Make something low calorie. I have to do this a lot because I have celiac disease, folks, so I'm allergic to gluten, and I have to keep gluten free. And I got to tell you, during the holidays, that's pretty tough to do. So I'm kind of getting used to making my own healthy foods and my own snacks to bring to parties and holiday festivities. And at least you'll know if you do that, that there's something there that's not going to blow your diet. Now, if some of you are still with employers that are still having holiday or Christmas parties, I know many of the Christmas parties might be over with by now, but I know that there are some companies that might still be holding them this week, maybe some late parties. Even some of what I'm going to share with you next, though, can also apply to just eating at home and eating at families' houses. All right, so what I want to say about that is if you still have an office party coming up, or even if not, even if you're going to someone's house and people are bringing all kinds of desserts, volunteer to be a judge in the dessert contest. All right, say that you're going to have a dessert contest, or after everybody brings all the sweets, say, hey, you know what, let's have a contest here. Let me be the judge. And the judge just has one little bit of each treat before deciding which one is best. And hopefully that will help you resist the temptation as well to gorge on one dessert. Maybe that'll work. Maybe that won't. I just thought I would throw that out there. Taking one little spoonful of each dessert instead of a full piece or 2 pieces or 3 pieces of that pie or dessert, you never know. That might help you. And around this time of the year, also people like to invite you to lunch. Friends like to invite you to lunch. Family, co-workers. And you're going to be eating everything from heavy Italian sauces to tacos. And you know your diet's going to go downhill before you even walk into that restaurant to have lunch, right? Couple things I want to share. Stay away from anything that says creamy, crispy, or fried tough for me to do, but because of the diet that I've had to be on lately, I'm getting into that habit. Order your sauces, for example, at a restaurant on the side. And ask for a box to go before your meal starts. Put half of your meal into that box right away before you start eating. That way, you can still be part of the clean plate club, which is the way I grew up, but you won't be overdoing it. Something to think about. Another idea during the holidays, get moving. You know, stay active. When you're busy wrapping gifts and doing last-minute shopping and cooking and entertaining, and don't forget about all the party hopping that you might be doing, your exercise routine might suffer, right? And you might say, well, what exercise routine, Bob? Try something new with your family and friends this year. Get outside, be active. As you know from listening to some previous shows, I'm a big proponent of activity and exercise, even if it's just going out for a walk. You know, it's fun. It gets your mind off of things. It's festive, and especially if some stress happens during the holiday season, right? Maybe somebody rubbed you the wrong way or something. Go out for a good walk. It's a good stress relief, too. Not to mention that it's a good calorie burner. Now, there's some unique exercise opportunities that happen that the Christmas season brings and that winter brings that you can't really experience any other time of year. For those of you who live up north in the cold climates, everything from ice skating to snow skiing, things like that, those are calorie burning opportunities. Everywhere you turn, you may have shoveling snow. I know we hate to think about that, but you know, volunteer to do a little bit better job of shoveling grandma's sidewalk and go out there even for 10 minutes and clear off some of the snow or clear off some of the ice off of her sidewalk. That can burn some calories as well. If you have the opportunity to go cross-country skiing. That's one of the best all-around exercises ever invented. Burn 96 calories in 10 minutes while you're working with both your upper and lower body. Even shoveling snow might do that. Downhill skiing burns 72 calories in about 10 minutes on the average. If you're a skater, burn 84 calories skating for 10 minutes. Burn up 96 to 100 calories and go out and take the nieces and nephews and just play a little bit of hockey. Even if you don't put the ice skates on, just go out there and play a little bit of hockey on the ice-covered driveway if you have one. Using a snowblower burns 54 calories in just 10 minutes. And as I mentioned earlier, shoveling snow burns about 72 calories. If you are into snowshoeing, I know a lot of survivalists and preparedness-minded folks, especially those that live up north, like to do that as a hobby. You can burn 96 calories in 10 minutes doing that. If you live in the south, there's probably just going to be good opportunities to go out and just take a good healthy walk. Just go out and spend 10, 15 minutes and do it twice a day, taking a good healthy walk. I know what our neighbors did last year is they held a basketball party. And no matter what the weather's like, if you live in the south, at least going out there, even if you have to put some gloves on, and even if you got to put some hiking boots on, it's kind of fun to go out and play some basketball with hiking boots. All right, that's a unique activity. Just doing something to go out there and stay active. Those of us that live in warm weather climates, we have a lot more options probably for ways to stay active. So remember, 10 or 15 minutes a day is going to burn off that extra piece of cake that you probably ate. So think about that from a dietary standpoint and see if that doesn't help and see if that puts you in a better position when you go into the new year as far as your fitness is concerned. Okay, and so now that I've covered fitness and dieting and things like that, let me talk a little bit about stress. And this is something that I thought was appropriate because the holidays can sometimes be a stressful time. And for some of you who know me, me and my family are going through a fair bit amount of stress during the Christmas season, and you might also. So I've got a few tips to help avoid stress. And if you're not going through any stress, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. Let me share with you some ideas that can help avoid some stress during the holidays. You know, you've all heard the saying, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I'm going to change that to let it go, let it go, let it go. What I mean is, during the holidays, a lot of us feel obliged to spend time with people with whom we might not normally socialize with. And, you know, they might be people like some of your coworkers that your spouse has, or distant relatives that you haven't seen or maybe don't necessarily agree with nor even like. One thing I want to share with you is keep your focus on the spirit of the season. And by doing this, it's going to enable you to turn a deaf ear to some of the comments and conversations that might rub you the wrong way. Set your grievances aside for a more appropriate time for discussion. Perhaps a lot of subjects could be and should be avoided during the Christmas season. And also take care of yourself, another stress reducer, with so much more to do on a daily basis during the Christmas season and the new year. You might find that you're scrimping on a lot of sleep, you're not getting the kind of relaxation, and of course, as I mentioned earlier, you might not be getting the kind of exercise you need. All these, the sleep, the relaxation, and everything, these are powerful anti-stress tools. As I mentioned earlier, even if all you can manage is a 20-minute walk, or a quick power nap. Remember the episode I did on what's the most productive thing possible that you could be doing at every given moment? The 12 words to live by? Sometimes that power nap, especially during the Christmas season, could be the most powerful thing, could be the most productive thing that you could do at that given moment. So try to find pockets of time to care for yourself, and you're going to be better equipped to handle the challenges that come, and also enjoy some of the happy moments during this Christmas season. Another tip that I want to share with you to help reduce stress. This is a tough one for me. Learn to say no. If you start agreeing to various tasks and social obligations, you might end up resenting it later, and you're going to set yourself up for additional stress. The first step in saying no is maybe saying something like, can I get back to you on that? Then, when you've got a moment to think clearly and honestly about what's being asked of you, you can objectively make a decision as to what your priorities are. And if you determine you just don't want to meet that particular request, just simply respond to the person with, I'm sorry, I won't be able to do it, but thank you for thinking about me and giving me the opportunity to do that. And no additional explanations are required. Think about this. Just like your money, your time and your energy are yours to invest as you see fit. So set those boundaries. That's important, especially during the holiday Christmas season. And one more stress-reducing tip. Some of you might be doing this. I know I am. I'm still out there buying last-minute Christmas gifts. And I'm just one of those procrastinators. The last tip I want to give you is to wrap it up. As soon as you bring home a new gift for somebody, wrap it right up, right away, label it, and stack it up or mail it if you're still going to try and get it out in the mail. It might be a little bit too late for that, but if it's going to go under the tree, wrap it up, label it, and get it on there right away. Save yourself the stress of that last-minute wrapping. You might even want to paper code your gifts. Like, for example, red wrapping. The red wrapping paper could be for your side of the family, and gold wrapping for your spouse's side of the family or whatever. That way everything is wrapped right away and ready to go at a moment's notice, and you can see at a glance which packages to grab if you're headed out the door and you're still making a trip and going to somebody's house for the holiday season. And even if you're going to be staying at home, get that wrapping and labeling and everything out of the way. Okay, so hopefully that's some helpful tips there as far as last-minute shopping and ways to reduce your stress. And one more thing that I want to share with you about relationships. Relationships and interaction with other people can be one of the biggest causes of stress. And I touched on a little bit of this in the previous segment, but I want to make the final segment of this show before I play a little humorous song for you. I want to talk a little bit more about relationships. And stress and anxiety and depression are very common during the Christmas season. And if nothing else, reassure yourself that these kinds of anxiety and depression feelings are kind of normal. A lot of folks that don't typically struggle with this throughout the year, sometimes this hits them during the Christmas season. I know it's hitting me right now. A couple of things I want to share with you about that as far as reducing the stress when it comes to relationships. Don't expect miracles from people. If you and a certain family member have been bickering all year long, you can be sure that there's going to be some tension at Christmas dinner or Christmas lunch. So avoid some of the known triggers of that tension. For example, if politics is a touchy subject in your family, don't talk about it. If someone brings up the topic, use some distraction techniques to quickly move to a different subject and talk about something else. You may also want to consider some relaxation techniques. Maybe you have to move away from the situation for a little bit and do some deep breathing or focusing on your breathing control and things to cope with some anxiety or tension. You may also want to plan for some kind of an activity. Like I mentioned, going out and playing some basketball, or if it's warm enough, go out and throw the football around the backyard or something like that. These types of things are a little bit less likely to cause some arguments. I've seen it happen, but it's less likely. When you start getting people active and focusing on a different activity, they tend to focus less on the disagreements with each other. People under stress tend to also self-medicate themselves, so try to avoid that. Try to avoid the self-medication with alcohol and things like that. I know it's a party time of the year, and a lot of folks like to, maybe party a little bit too much, trying to get away from some of the stress, but I got to tell you, that's a sensitive subject, kind of tough for me to talk about, but that can lead to even greater problems as well. So just be careful with that is all I can say. I guess the most important message I'm trying to say there is try to be moderate. It might be the season to be jolly and festive, but too much food and alcohol is harmful, and of course, not to mention drunk driving is a real danger, and also against the law. So if you can't or don't want to step off that social party atmosphere, at least try to eat and drink in moderation. Okay, and the last subject that I want to talk about for the holidays, and then we'll close with a little bit of humor, is it leads me right into the last segment, and that is about humor. Humor is so good for the soul, so make sure during this Christmas season that you try to laugh and have as good a time as possible. Even if you have to tell a few jokes, keep them clean. All right, especially around the young ones, but laughter is good for the soul. Take advantage of every opportunity that you can. It's often been said that humor is the best, or laughter is the best medicine. And I'm a big fan of that. So, with that said, I don't know if any of you know who ventriloquist and comedian Jeff Dunham is. But Jeff Dunham recorded a Christmas special a while back, and he's a fantastic ventriloquist. He is so, so good. You need to look up this YouTube video after you hear this. But the title of this is Jingle Bombs, and this is Jeff Dunham, the ventriloquist comedian, and Ahmed, the dead terrorist. And I will just let these two guys take it away. I just want to say to all of you, have a very, very stress-free and merry Christmas season. And thank you so much for listening to the shows this year. I'm probably going to do one show next week, after Christmas. I'll probably record one between Christmas and New Year's, because I've got a New Year special program and a message that I want to communicate. And then I'll probably get right back into the swing of things of doing two or three shows a week shortly after the New Year. So stay involved in our forum, folks. Put some comments on the blog, whether you agree or disagree with any of the comments I've made today. That's perfectly okay. All opinions are welcome on today's Survival Show. So once again, have a joyous and merry Christmas season to all of you, and I hope that you enjoy this audio clip, Jingle Bombs, by Jeff Dunham and Ahmed, the Dead Terrorist. Merry Christmas, everybody. Have a listen.
Very nice. Yes, I got a favor to ask of you, Infidel.
What?
When we're finished here, will you come caroling with me?
What? You go Christmas caroling?
Oh, yes, I love the Christmas carol.
Like, what do you sing?
Bin Laden is coming to town. Oh, holy crap. Oh, holy crap. I think I blew my foot off. And then my favorite, Silence Night. Thank you. And then I got another one, Jingle Bombs. Would you like me to sing Jingle Bombs?
You can sing?
Oh, yes. Okay, what the heck? I need some music. Music. I have Guitar Guy. Guitar Guy! Guitar Guy! Come out the keys! Listen to that. Backstage, he was doing drugs. I know he was. Hey, look, guitar guy. I love you, rock and roll. Oh, by the way, and thanks for dressing like crap for my show. So sad. He don't know he does drugs. Okay, let's hear what you got, guitar guy. Racist bastard. Is that what you think I like? Hey, you know that Xbox game Guitar Hero? I kick your ass. Okay, maybe at Halo.
All right, Ahmed, so you have the song?
Yes, Jingle Bombs. Okay, guitar guy, give me my note. It sounds like a car wreck. Do that again. Oh. Be quiet. Do it again. Oh. You got it?
I got it.
Oh, dashing through the sand with a bomb strapped to my back. I have a nasty plan for Christmas in Iraq. I got through checkpoint A, but not through checkpoint B. That's when I got shot in the ass by the U.S. military. Oh, jingle bombs, jingle bombs, mine blew up, you see. Where are all the virgins that Bin Laden promised me? Oh, jingle bombs, jingle bombs, your soldiers shot me dead. The only thing that I have left is this towel upon my head. I used to be a man, but every time I cough, thanks to Uncle Sam, my nuts keep falling off. My bombing days are done. I need to find some work. Perhaps it would be much safer as a convenience store night clerk. Oh, jingle dongs, I think I got screwed. Don't laugh at me because I'm dead or I kill you. Guitar guy, go backstage and do your drugs now. Merry Christmas. And that's Ahmed the Dead Terrorist. There we go.